Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 431, the stanzas 4, 5, and 6. Open, saith the Lord, wide thy mouth believing, and this my covenant word I will, if thou plead, fill thine every need, all thy wants relieving. And what follows, Psalter 431, the stanzas 4 through 6.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Judges 2, beginning with the 11th verse through the 7th verse of Judges 3. And afterwards from the Confession of Faith, Article 20. Judges 2, beginning with the 11th verse and the first 7 verses of chapter 3. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed after other gods of the gods of the people and that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, as so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. And nevertheless the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a warring after other gods, and bowed themselves unto them. And they turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because of their groanings, by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, because that this people hath transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations, which Joshua left when he died, that though through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it or not. Therefore the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, and neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. And now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know, to teach them to war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. And namely five lords of the Philistines and all the Canaanites and the Sidonians and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Lebanon from Mount Baal Hermon unto the entering in of Hamath. And they were to prove Israel by them, and to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. And the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, and Amorites, and Perizzites, and Hivites, and Jebusites. And they took their daughters to be their wives, and gave their daughters to their sons, and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and forgot the Lord their God, and served Balaam and the groves. Thus far the scripture reading. From the Confession of Faith, as you can find it on page 14 in the back of the Psalter, Article 20. Article 20 of the Confession of Faith. A God hath manifested his justice and mercy in Christ. We believe that God, who was perfectly merciful and just, sent his Son to assume that nature in which the disobedience was committed, to make satisfaction in the same, and to bear the punishment of sin by his most bitter passion and death. God therefore manifested his justice against his Son when he laid our iniquities upon him and poured forth his mercy and goodness on us, who were guilty and worthy of damnation, out of mere and perfect love, giving his Son unto death for us, and raising him for our justification, that through him we might obtain immortality and life eternal. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Almighty Lord God of the heavens and of the earth, a word is written in thy word, and where thou showest unto us that thou art great, great in creation, great in providence, and great in the works of thy free and sovereign grace. Then thou art also great in sparing our lives till this very moment, and that in this evening hour the doors of thy house have been opened by renewal. The day of yesterday, a family circle were called upon to bring a six-day-old son to the grave. Oh, Lord, do remember father and mother, the siblings, the grandparents, the whole family circle. And the day of tomorrow, another family circle is called upon to go to the cemetery to bury a beloved husband, father, and brother. We also commend them unto thee. And then we commend all the mourning families unto thee. Many amongst us wilt thou continue to uphold and above all sanctify all the serious callings. How necessary for us all to pray with Moses, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And where thou grantest this precious time of grace, thou wast granted another day unto us and our children, that in this time that we may be given to seek and to find thee. Then thou manifest thy greatness also in the sky in this evening hour, that at the set time, not a day early and not a day late, but that it may be full moon. And where thou art still fulfilling the promise, what we read in thy word, that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. May that be fulfilled in this evening hour, that thy word may be blessed for the conversion of sinners, the uncovering of false foundations. And remember thy Zion. Thou knowest where they are encamped. Thou knowest where they dwell. Thou knowest what they need. Thou knowest what they are seeking. And thou knowest what they are waiting for. May there be an Advent people in our midst by the first time, but also in the further exercises. Bless thy word in the church, in the family circles, and in our Christian school. We remember thy church, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, all mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servant, the team, the husband and wife, learning the language. We commend the people of Peru unto thee. Wilt thou remember the many temporal needs? Wilt thou continue to provide our daily bread? And may there be times that thy special care and thy special providence, that it may be seen, noticed, hearts humbled thereunder, a bewonderment and a bringing closer to thy word and to thy throne. Do remember all the sick and afflicted ones, the handicapped daughter in the hospital, O Lord. Then by renewal we commend her unto thee, with the family circle oftentimes overwhelmed, May it please thee to grant wisdom and understanding to the physicians, that in due time she may return home. And above all, Lord, where thou continuest to knock on the doors of hearts, may it be sanctified. Remember all under the physician's care in special ways, those undergoing treatments. May their eyes be upon thee. Remember the crosses, the burdens, difficulties in weakness of mind, scars, temptations, and addictions. May we be given to bear one another's burdens. Remember our elderly ones in the evening of their life, eternity at hand, one thing needful. May there be a crying unto thee, the living God. We commend unto thee our country, federally, provincially, locally. Oh, may it please thee to pour out thy spirit upon our community, upon young and old. Lord, we humbly ask thee for the opening of thy testimony, and may thy word go forth with power divine. Wilt thou grant a special hour in thy house, and that there may be a few that may leave thy house with rejoicing, others differently, and others as publicans. Ah, Lord, it is so necessary that sin becomes sin, that it becomes our guilt, that we learn to weep, and that room is made for him whose name has been called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. Bind the devil, give a little rest in thy house, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 213, the stanzas 2, 3, 4, and 5. Instructing our sons, we gladly record the praises, the works, the might of the Lord. For he hath commanded that what he hath done be passed in tradition from father to son, and what follows, Psalter 213, the stanzas 2 through 5. In this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Judges 3, the first 7 verses, and we shall read the verses 1, 2, and 4. And now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know, to teach them to war, at the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. And they were to prove Israel by them, and to know whether they would hearken unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. Our text words speak of the Lord proving the children of Israel with 4 thoughts. In the first place, the time when the Lord proved Israel. Secondly, the manner in which the Lord proved Israel. In the third place, the reasons why the Lord proved Israel. And in the fourth place, the outcome of the Lord proving Israel. The Lord proving the children of Israel. The time, the manner, the reasons, and the outcome. Beloved congregation, we read in Romans 15, verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And to that end, with the Lord's help, and then we hope to consider a portion of the book of Judges. And the book of Judges that can be divided into 3 parts. The first chapter through chapter 3, verse 7, that is a preface. And then from chapter 3 through 8 to the end of chapter 16, that declares many judges whom the Lord has raised up to deliver Israel. And then the last 4 chapters, the chapters 17 through 21, that speaks of great sins in family circles that led to national tragedies. And now in this evening, to consider the first 7 verses out of chapter 3, where we read that the Lord was proving the children of Israel. Oftentimes it shall be in the lives of fathers and mothers when we consider the times when we consider all the temptations that surround us, and that we can become overwhelmed and discouraged concerning the difficulty of the time, but also with all the temptations, because if there were no temptations, and the whole world would walk according to God's word, then how could the Lord show forth the luster of a people and that are given to serve him, and not for the gifts and not for the end, but for the Lord himself? The book of Judges that follows the book of Joshua, where Joshua as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ has led the children of Israel into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, as 7 years to conquer the land, as 7 years to divide the land. And then at the end, because they read in Joshua 23 verse 1, and that Joshua was well stricken in years, and then he had a vehement desire before the Lord would take him into glory, and that he could meet with the children of Israel to speak concerning the things of the Lord. And when then we read in Joshua 23 verse 6, and that he has said unto the children of Israel that they must be very courageous, because it was the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob who would bring him in, has brought them into that land, that covenant-keeping God, and that shall never forsake his church. And then warnings, and they also apply to our time. They must not serve the gods of the heathen lands. But I read in verse 7 that in their dwellings take neither make mention of their gods. So they were not supposed to serve them, but they were not supposed to mention their names in their dwellings. Oh, then the book of Judges, that also applies to our time, that we need to be a separate people. And in verse 11, take heed therefore of yourselves, that ye love the Lord your God. And then in chapter 23, oh, surely Joshua, he liked to think charitable of his people. And in Joshua 23, then 13 times, he has said unto the children of Israel, the Lord your God. In Joshua 24, then by renewal, Joshua had a desire to meet with the children of Israel. Oh, perhaps, and that happens oftentimes, that for a Joshua, the last message, have I been urgent enough with my people? Have I spoke richly enough of the Lord to arouse to a holy jealousy? Have I made myself free of their blood? Thus in chapter 24, that he is called the children of Israel together by renewal. And 'tis implied that Joshua has heard that there were family circles, maybe it began by making mention of the gods of the Canaanites in the family circle, but then it is also implied that he has heard that there were family circles that had idols. Then I hope you can understand how sad that has made Joshua. And to that end, in Joshua 24, not once Joshua has addressed the children of Israel as the Lord thy God. And then Joshua has placed a choice before them. I think we know the text. Should know it at least. Joshua 24, verse 15. Fathers and mothers, what is written there? That every father and mother should know. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That become our choice. Needs to be our choice in our dwellings. And that needs to be seen by children in the life of father and mother. And then that people has chosen, and Joshua was honest with them. He said, children of Israel, you cannot serve the Lord. The Lord is a holy and a jealous God. Nevertheless, they remained with their choice. They made a covenant. Stone was erected that the children of Israel may remember their choice. And now a great blessing upon that covenant which they have made in Shechem. And then it is written in God's word, also in the book of Judges, that all the days that Joshua lived, and the elders that lived with Joshua, they remained with their choice. They served the Lord. That is also a blessing in the church. For example, when young people make public confession of faith, a choice, an oath, and when it is clearly seen in their life that they have taken that oath very seriously, that God's word has a large, a central place in their lives, when they may receive a family in the family circle. Thus all the days Joshua, the elders, they have walked in the ways of the Lord, but then there came an other time, a time of a falling away, a time of backsliding. Because in chapter 2, verse 7, there we read it, and the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua. But then in chapter 2, verse 10, then we read very profound and solemn words. And there arose an other generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. Thus then it is implied that fathers and mothers, they did not feel their solemn responsibility. And undoubtedly fathers and mothers that were also backsliding, the Spirit grieved. Tis so needful for us and our dear children that they may hear clearly how the Lord converts his people in the experience of misery, deliverance, and gratitude. But we read it, there arose an other generation which knew not the Lord nor the works which he had done for Israel. So that means that fathers and mothers, oh, they have come into the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Perhaps so busy, we must be diligent, but too busy that it seemed there was not time to tell their children about the Lord and his wonderful works. Cotton Mather, he was a minister in the New England states. He lived from 1663 through 1728. And then also the Pilgrims. I think our children maybe know it. Plymouth Rock, 1620. Massachusetts Colony, 1630. Good to read how the Lord has provided for that people. And now Cotton Mather has written that religion begat prosperity. Because when a people may live according to God's word, be diligent in their labors, the children in their studies, the mother in the home, the father at work, and we read in Proverbs 10 verse 22, that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow unto it. Thus also for the pilgrims, the Lord has richly blessed them, and by walking according to the Bible, also the Protestant work ethic, everyone feeling their responsibility, then they have become prosperous. But then he has added, does religion begat prosperity? And then he called their prosperity the daughter. Their religion, the Bible, that was the mother. Does prosperity and the blessings, that was the daughter. And do you know what he has written? And the daughter devoured the mother. What a profound statement he has made. Thus religion being diligent, the blessing of the Lord, that brings much prosperity. But then the prosperity that has devoured the daughter, what he meant, that has devoured that close life with the Lord, walking in the tender fear of the Lord, that they were so taken up with their prosperity that the religion received the secondary place. Oh, the children of Israel, after 40 years in the wilderness and in the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, they were blessed. And then perhaps in their prosperity, that they were so busy that they have not instructed the next generation in the things and the wonderful works of the Lord. And then fathers and mothers in a backslidden condition, their children not so jealous, and so and there has come a great departing from the Lord. The book of the Judges, that is a book that speaks of the time after the elders who lived together with Joshua when they died, to the time when the last judges. In the book of the Judges, we read of six minor judges and six major judges. But Eli and Samuel, they were also a judge. But their life history is not recorded in the book of the Judges. When we add the ages of the different judges ruling over the children of Israel, and then we come to about 410 years. But it is evident, it is clear from the scriptures that the book of Judges consisted of a time span of about 310 years. Because we read in 1 Kings 6 verse 1, of 480 years from the exodus of the children of Israel to the fourth year of Solomon, when he began to build the temple. And from those 480 years, we have to subtract the wilderness journey, Joshua conquering and dividing the land, the elders that lived after the time of Joshua, the life of Eli, of Samuel, of Saul, and of David. And then we come to about 310 years. So it is clear that concerning the judges, there was no king in Israel, and that there came then a judge to deliver this tribe or a few tribes, another judge for other tribes, but that the reign and the rule of different judges, that they have overlapped one another. And now concerning the book of Judges, sometime, maybe that is nice for our boys and girls to remember, sometime the book of Judges, it is called the book of the sword. And each letter stands for something. So if you listen, boys and girls, then you can tell your father and mother what that word sword stands for. Then S, that stands for sin. Oh, when we read the book of Judges, each time by renewal, then we read of sin, a departing from the Lord. So that is the first letter, boys and girls. The second letter that is W. And that points to the wrath of God. When the children of Israel, each time by renewal, when they departed from the Lord, served their idols and many other sins, then the Lord became very angry with his people because he had made that people to make a name for himself, that those heathen nations also in the land of Canaan, that they may be given to see what a great God he had and which they served. Thus W, that stands for wrath. Then the third letter, that is O. That stands for oppression. Because the Lord is not an idle onlooker. He's very long-suffering. But not an idle onlooker. And then the Lord in his wrath, then he oppressed that people very sorely. Usually, in the book of Judges, then we see the faithfulness of the Lord. Lord has promised them a land flowing with milk and honey. And then in the book of Judges, then the stress when the Lord has punished them lieth not upon famine, locust, and caterpillar, thus a land flowing with milk and honey. Oh, had it only been. Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth to repentance. Can you remember, boys and girls? S for sin, W for wrath, O for oppression, and what would the R stand for? Must think along. What would the R stand for? That stands for repression, repentance. Oh, we have heard it is declared in chapter 2, that word sword, in the verses 14 through 18, or 14 through 19. And then when they were oppressed, then that people began to groan and began to cry unto the Lord with repentance. So we can understand it. If we ask the Lord for something, for a special blessing, and we continue blatantly in our sins, that we refuse to turn unto the Lord, then it shall not be a true prayer. That's R for repentance. Since then we have sin, wrath, oppression, repentance, and what would the D stand for? That stands for deliverance. That the Lord, each time by renewal, has delivered the children of Israel from their enemies. Then each time by renewal, the Lord has raised up men endowed with the Spirit who were given to deliver from the enemy with the Lord's help and given to judge them for a certain number of years. Concerning the judges, we read of four of them in the heroes of faith. Find that in Hebrews 11. Because in Hebrews 11 verse 32, there is spoken of Gideon, Barak, Samson, and Jephthah. We read especially solemn things in the last chapters of Judges. And when we read those chapters, then it was really a terrible time among the children of Israel. And then we read four times in chapter 17, verse 6, 18, verse 1, 19, verse 1, and 21, verse 25, there was no king in Israel. And in two of those verses, 17, verse 6, and 21, verse 25, every man did which was right in his own eyes. To that end, the blessing and the necessity of fathers, natural fathers, church fathers, school fathers, spiritual fathers. Thus, in the time of the judges, the Lord still had a remnant. The Lord still had a remnant. Still family circles that greatly feared the Lord, that were burdened, that wept. Families that did not take an idol into their house, where it could be seen that they were a separate people. The Lord shall always have a remnant. Also, in this dark time, the Lord still has a remnant. But then we do well. How are we living in our time? The time of the judges. It was not an easy time, a very difficult time, but the Lord still had a church. And now the Lord, this written in verse 22 of chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 4, chapter 3, of the Lord proving Israel. That means to test them concerning their religion, whether it was real, sincere, whether it was only form and duty, whether that people were much on their knees. That is our second thought. The manner in which the Lord proved Israel. Let us first sing. Psalter 122, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Thou, Lord, hast forsaken to shame broader boasts, and no more to the field dost thou go with our hosts. And thou turnest us back from the foe in dismay, and spoilers who hate us have made us their prey. 122, 1, 3, and 4. the Lord proving the children of Israel. The time when the Lord proved Israel, and now secondly, the manner in which the Lord proved Israel. And the Lord has promised unto the children of Israel, already promised to Abram in Genesis 12, promised to Moses, promised to Joshua, and the land of Canaan would be their inheritance. But now concerning that inheritance, and they were called as soldiers to strive and to conquer that land. Soldiers of Jesus Christ with that spiritual armor, as we have heard out of Ephesians 6, the verses 10 through 18. And now the Lord in his decree, he has decreed everything. Isaiah 46, verse 10, that the Lord knoweth the end from the beginning, ancient things, saying, my counsel will stand, and I will do all my good pleasure. And then Joshua as leader, and then they were given to make conquest of the land of Israel. But there were still many Canaanites in the land. And now it was the calling of the different tribes concerning the inheritance which they have received, and that they must battle the enemy, and that they must be destroyed. And then in the beginning of chapter 1, then was asked who should begin, Judah. Oh, then by renewal, then we see the preeminence of Judah. When we think of Moses in Deuteronomy 33, verse 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Let his hands be sufficient unto him. And now Judah, that of course is a blessing, when together we may tackle a common enemy. Then Judah has also asked Simeon, the tribe Simeon, to help and to go up against those many Canaanites that were still in the promised land, that they may be defeated. And then we read concerning Judah that also in the land of the Philistines and that of the mountains, they have defeated the Canaanites, but not in the valleys, because they had chariots of iron. Thus Judah and Simeon, they have striven, because one Canaanite, that would be a temptation for the Israelites. With the help of the Lord, they have won to battle. They have conquered many a Canaanite, but in the valleys they had chariots of iron, and they could not conquer them. And what else? We read in Numbers 13 that those spies, when they have returned from Hebron, that twice they were given to speak of the children of Anak, giants. And now we read, we have said, oh, there was a remnant. Oh, think of Othniel, Caleb, as promised his daughter Aksah to the man that would conquer a city, and on account of that great love, he went to battle. He has conquered the city, and he received Caleb's daughter to be wife. Oh, we have spoken about her before. Do you remember who she was? Oh, Aksah, she has received a south country, a wedding present. But when she went to view it, was such a dry land. And then she has asked her father for the lower and the upper springs, and she received it. Thus then we see there were still people that truly feared the Lord, and now it is specifically mentioned of Caleb. Know who he was, boys and girls. That was one of the two spies that had another spirit. They gave a good report of the promised land, that with the help of the Lord, they would possess it. And now it is specifically mentioned of Caleb. We read that in chapter 2, verse 20. Caleb, he received Hebron as an inheritance, and he expelled thence the three sons of Anak. They were giants, it is true. He could not catch them, boys and girls, and kill them, but he expelled them out of the country, that he would not be a continual threat. Because for the children of Israel, if you have those large giants, boys and girls, then when the family would travel, then maybe the giant would come and capture them and make them slaves. So what a privilege that in the tribe of Judah, there was a Caleb. We read of Benjamin that they also went to battle, but they did not drive out the Jebusites. So they left some Canaanites in the land. Is that also the picture of our family circles? Leaving some Canaanites in the land. And we read five times of five tribes. Neither did those tribes drive out the inhabitants, but they dwelt among them. Thus the circumcised and uncircumcised, they dwelt together. Some could not drive them out. Some did not drive them out. And then we also read, oh, we all desire rest, and we all desire an easy life, with not too many troubles and not too much strife. But we even read of a few cities that Joshua has conquered, and the enemy has taken them into possession again. Thus the children of Israel, they had to be under continual watch. The enemies must be driven out, but some, they could not. And then of others, then we read that they made them, we read it, Israel was strong. They conquered the Canaanites, but he put the Canaanite to tribute and did not utterly drive them out. we read that in chapter 1, verse 28. Thus there were some Israelites. They have conquered the Canaanites, but they put them to tribute. They left them alive, and they used them for their own profit. But they would become a snare. We read in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, as saith the Lord. And it is true, we read in our text, the Lord has left those Canaanites for a purpose. But we also read in the first chapters of Judges their solemn responsibility concerning the Canaanite in the land, that they were called to put forth all their effort insofar it was possible to exterminate those Canaanites, because the Lord knew, it is true, the Lord would prove, the Lord would test them, the Lord would give opportunity to the children of Israel in the promised land to show unto the Lord that they serve them in sincerity. And when there is love, then we desire to express that love not only by words, but also by deeds, and that is written in our text. Now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Then we have heard of Caleb, that he was given to expel those giants of Anak from Hebron. And that is now necessary for us and our children. And then young people, we also need you. Because concerning many enemies, then you have more understanding than your parents. I read in 1 Kings 20, when King Benadad came to war against Israel with King Ahab, that the prophet has come, and the question was asked, who must now begin the warfare? And then the answer was, the young men of the princes, 232 of them. And they led the battle, and there was a glorious victory. Caleb, he has expelled three giants of Anak out of the country of Hebron. And now we must do the same. And then let us apply it concerning all the technology to prove us and our children whether we serve the Lord in sincerity. Christ, in Luke 16, verse 8, has said to the Jews that the children in the world of this generation are wiser than the children of light. different countries, different leaders are making laws to protect their inhabitants from social media. We have heard from the children of Israel that those Canaanites, they need to be expelled. And now let us be as Caleb this week, when we consider our phones, much has been written, different publications, we have heard much, and the technology is here to stay. But we must be as Caleb concerning our phones, that many of the social apps, which we do not need, which are a great danger, detrimental, enticing, tempting, sooner or later we must fall, then we must be as a Caleb, that we delete those social apps from our phone, to keep it simple, concerning the temptations and concerning our time. Because for the children of Israel, it is true, the Lord leaves those things to prove us and our children with television that our denomination has done well, a separate people. Of course, more complex and difficult with internet, but let us do as Caleb and not as those other tribes, to dwell among them and to make them tributary, thinking that we are boss, that we can control them. That's what the children of Israel thought, that those Canaanites, maybe not so many, and that they can put them to tribute to make money off them, to make them profitable, and that they would conquer. But when we read the book of Judges, then we read the terrible consequences of everything that has taken place. Thus, then we have homework to do, to be as Caleb, and that we expel, I don't know how many giants you have, but that we expel those giants, asking the Lord for help and strength, that we be not conquered and consumed by all the worldly things and the worldly thoughts. Oh, when we read the book of Judges, then many similarities to our time. No, we are called upon to go through the world. Must not be a hermit. We have a place, we are called to speak, a blessing that we may have different ones actively involved also in political life. But what a solemn warning in our text concerning the children of Israel, and that each time by renewal there was a great falling away. You can remember, boys and girls, can you remember it? Sword, sin, wrath, oppression, repentance, and deliverance, all in the book of Judges. The Lord is merciful indeed. Law and gospel may be proclaimed concerning the book of Judges, Romans 5, 15, verse 4, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard out of thy word solemn instruction, and then we do well to apply it to our time, to our lives, to our life. And may we be given to do what our hand finds to do, while it may yet, while it can yet, lest we shall be consumed and destroyed, us and our dear children. In the book of Judges, then they have suffered much because of their sins. Ah, Lord, we have heard it. The things written aforetime, written for our instruction, that we might have comfort and hope. Lord, watch over us in the remainder of this week. Wilt thou remember on the Lord's day, commend unto thee the consistory, grant unto the brother elders a sermon to read, the doorkeepers, those that lead the congregational singing, the sound, all those that have an active part. Wilt thou grant many Aaron's and hers, grant traveling mercies. Remember our branch, bring us now safely to our dwellings, pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 352, the four stanzas. Had not the Lord been Israel's help, when angry foes assailed, had not the Lord been on our side, our righteous cause had failed. And what follows, 352, the four stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.